So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 14, titled The Forest of Enjoyment, text number 17. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 So this is in prose style. So we just read the verse once and then we will do the word for word translation. Thank you.
Kadachin manorato pagata prithir pita mahatiyasat sat iti swapna nirviti lakshanam anubhavati.
Word to word translation. Kadachit. Sometimes. Manorata. Manorata upagata.
Obtained by mental concoction.
Prithir.
The father.
Pita maha adi.
Or grandfather and others.
Asat.
Although long dead.
Within brackets, and although no one knows that the soul has gone.
Sat.
Again, the father or the grandfather has come. Iti. Thus, think. Thinking.
Swapna nirviti lakshanam.
The kind of happiness found in dreams.
Anubhavati,
the conditioned soul feels.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada.
We read the translation first.
Sometimes the conditioned soul imagines that his father or grandfather has again come in the form of his son or grandson. In this way, he feels the happiness one sometimes feels in a dream, and the conditioned soul sometimes take pleasure in such mental concoctions. So we read the translation responsibly. Sometimes the conditioned soul imagines
that his father or grandfather
has again come in the form of his son
or grandson.
In this way,
he feels the happiness
one sometimes feels in a dream.
And the conditioned soul
sometimes take pleasure
in such mental concoctions.
Purport,
as usual, short but sweet purport. All of you, please be attentive.
Due to ignorance of the real existence of the Lord, the conditioned soul imagines many things. Influenced by fruitive activity, he comes together with his relatives, fathers, sons, and grandfathers, exactly as straws gather together in a moving stream. In a moment, the straws are thrown everywhere and they lose contact. In conditioned life, the living entity is temporarily with many other conditioned souls. They gather together as family members, and the material affection is so strong that even after the father or a grandfather passes away, one takes pleasure in thinking that they return to the family in different forms. Sometimes this may happen. But in any case, the conditioned soul likes to take pleasure in such concocted thoughts.
ओम अज्ञान तिमरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षु उन्मिलितम एन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम एन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामहि तदाति स्व पदांतिकम जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव साधि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे Hare Krishna. Hare Bol, you have to maintain some silence here. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna. No, that's our children. You know, as elders, we have to, because my line of thoughts will be disturbed, right? We are giving a class here. Hare Krishna. So, we are into the 14th chapter of the 5th canto. So, in the 13th canto, Jada Bharat is explaining Maharaj Raghuguna the material existence, which is compared to a forest. Material life or material existence is compared to a forest. Because a person in the forest, he wanders here and there to get something for a temporary happiness and distress. And in that way, he gets entangled in the material existence. Just for the temporary pleasure, he gets something, but again it causes distress. And therefore, he gets entangled. Maharaj Jadabharat, he gives an allegory as a merchant goes his journey into the forest. So he tells that as a form of an allegory. And therefore, Raghuguna, although he understood, he could not understand very deeply what he's saying, what Jadabharat is saying. So, for our clarification, at the end of the 13th chapter, Parishit Maharaj, being very kind towards the conditioned soul, is raising a question at the end of the 13th chapter. Is raising a question to whom? Maharaj Parishit is raising a question to Sukadeva Goswami. What does he ask? He says, yes, an unintelligent person doesn't know the allegory properly. He cannot understand. Can you please give me the direct meaning? Why does he say unintelligent person? What does it mean by that? Why do Maharaj Parishit uses, Srila Prabhupada uses unintelligent persons? The real knowledge or the intelligence means one should be able to differentiate between matter and spirit. This is not moving, but I am moving. And therefore, this is known as real intelligence. And where do the intelligence comes from? From Krishna. He says, from me comes intelligence, forgetfulness and remembrance. So the intelligence which comes from Krishna should be able to differentiate between matter and spirit. If someone is not able to differentiate between matter and spirit, that intelligence is not considered as intelligence. It is basically considered as material intelligence within this world. So spiritual intelligence means it should come through the parampara system, through Krishna, through his bona fide spiritual representatives. Yes? This point is clear. Then, in the 14th chapter, so the 14th chapter is basically a conversation between Maharaj Parishit and Sukadev Goswami, basically. They're sharing the thoughts. So, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining the whole of 14th chapter
What do you mean by these allegorical points? In Bhagavatam, in Srimad Bhagavatam, we see this kind of allegorical stories being represented or being told many times, many times. We're going to see that. What is the purpose of that? What is the purpose of telling someone an allegorical story? Or telling something in allegory? Because this spiritual science is very deep. Not everyone can follow. And therefore, it has to be represented in a philosophical way, in like a story, but explaining the points. Very deep. It's very deep actually. So it's very difficult for a conditioned soul to understand. So what's a conditioned soul? The conditioned soul means he doesn't have the knowledge to differentiate between matter and spirit, and therefore his entire life he spends in matter. Because he doesn't know. He doesn't know. So therefore, the whole life he spends in matter. So, this chapter, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining what you mean by the direct meaning. That is why we see that all the previous verses, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining. In the 13th and the 14th chapter, if you really analyze all that, it is really criticizing the material existence very heavily. Or in other words, Jadabharat and Sukadeva Goswami, they are criticizing material nature, or sorry, material existence or material life. Why do they do so? Why do they criticize? As big acharyas, they criticize. Because as conditioned soul, all of us have the nature of trying to see matter as an enjoyment for us. So, the advanced devotees, they criticize this nature. Yeah? A conditioned soul, he actually thinks, how can I enjoy it? How this matter, the material energy means matter. How I can enjoy for my benefit? How I can squeeze pleasure from that? And therefore, this is condemned by all the previous acharyas. Yes? And therefore we see in this whole chapter, Parikshit Maharaj is explaining bits and pieces. So in this verse today, the family attachment is being explained in terms of father and grandfather and all that. So before we move further, we will talk a little bit and have a good understanding, and then we move into the chapter and we'll dive deep into the chapter. Okay? The Vedas, the scriptural or the Vedic scriptures, they actually recommend two types of life for a soul, for a person who has taken birth in this material world. Okay? Those who have taken birth, for all of us, the Vedas recommend two processes. One is known as Pravritti Mark, and the other one is Nivritti Mark. What is Pravritti Mark? It's a path of enjoyment. Not everyone wants to take spiritual life. Okay? We also want some material life. So therefore, the Vedas are kind enough to give us options. And one of the options is path of sense gratification. Because this body is nothing but a bag of senses. And therefore it needs some enjoyment. Okay? So that path is given. But when we say enjoyment, sense enjoyment, that is in line with the Vedic conjunction. Or one has to still lead a religious life. Not the life of, as Srila Prabhupada says, cats and dogs. Yeah? Even in the human life, one has to follow religiosity. That means as per the regulations given in the scriptures. You want to associate with a woman? Get married and associate. Not like cats and dogs. Go, I see someone, come home, like that. It's not like that. Yeah, that is pravritti marg. Nivritti marg is a path of sense control. Basically spiritual life. Yeah, acting on the soul, which is a very, very a difficult process. So one has to practice this very slowly and gradually. It is not a rapid process. You just go to Safeway and buy something. It's not like that. Yeah? It's a very, very slow and gradual process. In Srimad Bhagavatam, we said that allegory stories have been mentioned, has been said in different cantos. Very quickly, for our review, let us see, do anyone remember of any allegorical story which has been mentioned previously, which we also covered sometime last year or so? Very quickly.
Puranjana.
What does it say? What is allegory story, allegory talking about?
City of nine gates.
Yeah. So, that's right, Prabhu. So, basically it talks about conditioned life. How Puranjana represents a conditioned life. And Narada Muni is explaining this to Pachiniya Bharat, who is a great king actually. He is explaining to Pachiniya Bharat how you are as good as a conditioned soul. But he doesn't want to tell the king. He doesn't want to offend the king. And therefore, he tells in a form of a story, allegory story. This we see in the fourth canto. In the fifth canto, we see here where Jadabharat is telling Maharaj Raghuguna as a merchant's journey into the forest. Yes? I think she understands better. She is nodding at it. And then, do anyone remember of any other allegory in Srimad Bhagavatam, please? I know all of you know. But please tell me so that I know. Yes, Prabhu? Dvaja? You are a big book distributor and a seller. And therefore, I thought you have the knowledge. Okay, now there is another allegory in the ninth canto where Yayati is talking to his beloved wife Devayani about the stories, you know. That's a big story, we are not discussing the story. Where the husband is talking to the wife, because it's very difficult these days to tell the wife directly. The husband has to use this form of allegory so that the relationship is better. I think all the Matajis will agree with me. And the husband too. Yeah, it's better if you want to address something, tell the wife in a form of allegory. So our Yayati in Srimad Bhagavatam 9th canto is very smart. So he calls his wife and says, hey, once upon a time there was a he-goat and a she-goat. The she-goat fell into the water, and like that he started the story. His own life style. He's telling in the thing, and finally Devayani understood. Okay, not bad. My husband is diplomatic. And then she also took spiritual life and he also took spiritual life. That's a form of allegory. So we can use that in our practical application. Okay. So, So here, Srila Prabhupada mentions that in a moment, the straws are thrown everywhere and they lose contact. In conditioned life, the living entity is temporarily with many other conditioned souls. They gather together as family members, and the material affection is so strong that even after a father or grandfather passes away, one takes birth in thinking that they return to the family life. So,
when someone passes away, when they're so affectionate to the family members, okay? When someone passes away, they think that my father and my grandfather has come as a children. Normally they think that. And therefore, let us see what Padma Purana is going to tell. In Padma Purana, 85th chapter, from verse number 68 to 80. Yeah? Padma Purana talks about a story between husband and a wife. A Brahmin husband and a wife. They're discussing. In that, the wife is telling the husband, listen, do you know that there are 5 kinds of children born to a person in a material world? The husband says, I don't know, you should know better. Then can you please share the thought? So, the wife is telling the husband that there are 5 types of children. Because a family member, right? It's worth talking about it. 5, basically sons, you know, he's talking. 5 different types of son born to a parents. The first son is the one where the father and the mother, parents, would have taken a loan from someone else in the previous birth. Like you take a big loan, I want a property in
Melbourne,
everyone has gone. In Dan Street, in Albert Park. And that will cost now $2 million. Minimum. Now where do I get the money? From? Commonwealth Bank of Australia. Is it? So you take the $2 million and then because of the tension, you know, the wife will say, when are you going to pay the mortgage? When are you finishing the mortgage? Come on, work overtime and all that. And because of that, the husband heart will be becoming delicate and then there's a chance that he may also die. Now in the event that he dies, who is going to pay the $2 million? Next birth, what happens? He has to come back and work hard for his parents and he has to settle down. Because in the material world, Srila Prabhupada always says, it is a very tight and stringent law of nature. You cannot escape. You may think, okay, this birth, you know, I'm escaping, fine, bye-bye. But next birth is waiting for you. Therefore, we have to be very intelligent that we keep on rotating, you know, rotation, you know, life after life. Therefore, we have to be very careful with our actions. So one, the previous person was taken money, he comes as a son and he takes all the, you know, money. Come on, do me. I think yesterday Prabhu also mentioned this. Children, you know, it's not easy these days. Yeah? Demanding. Give me more. Yeah? But not like Harideva. He's okay, well behaved. See, he's coming for Bhagavatam class. So Prabhu is very lucky. Yamunajan Prabhu is lucky. He just comes, sits, yeah? And then listens. He doesn't want iPad or anything. And the second child, second son, what is a son? Second son. Second son is enemy. Previous birth, I killed someone. This birth, he will come as a son and keep harassing us. Come on! And all that. So that is second type. The third type is neutral. He will come. Yes, daddy. Yes, mommy. Fine. What do you mean? No affection. You know? Like Australian kids. You want me to go? Okay, sure. What do you want me to go? That's it. No affection. Yeah? The fourth category is where Srila Prabhupada mentions. So when Srila Prabhupada wrote this purport, he knows that. He's referring to Padma Purana. So he is said, it is said in Padma Purana that you're so much affectionate to your parents, you know, father, mother. And they pass away because of COVID. What can you do? And they come back again as children, or the grandchildren. Yeah? Within the family. So that is mentioned. So that's the fourth category. What is the fifth category? Now the fifth category is all of you. Suputra. That means one who takes Krishna consciousness and who liberates the parents. All of you come under the fifth category. Or technically first category. But in terms of explanation. Yeah. So people who take up Krishna consciousness known as Suputra, auspicious. Su means auspicious, Subhadra. So auspicious child, like all those devotees, see? Men in, we say in the movies, men in black. Here we say men in red. Yeah. All the Suputras, yeah. They liberate the parents because of Krishna conscious activity. Now to this effect, Prahlad Maharaj, when his father was killed by whom? Prahlad Maharaj's father was killed by whom? Harideva? Hiranyakashipu was his father. Hiranyakashipu was killed by Narasimha Dev. When he killed Prahlad Maharaj, being a devotee, very, very compassionate, he said, "Oh Lord, please, I know that he's a demon. You don't like him. I know you don't like him. But can you please grant him liberation? Please, I don't want to again come back into the cycle of birth and death, suffering." Yeah? One birth as Spanish flu. Another birth, corona. Another birth, influenza. How many virus can we take? This tiny, insignificant soul, how much virus can we take? And that virus we can't even see. See how the enemy attacks? Sometimes when the enemy comes, we will be very careful. But this enemy is so invincible, you know. Invincible enemy. Invisible enemy. And it's coming and attacks. So we cannot survive that. And therefore, in response to Prahlad Maharaj's dear question, Narasimha Bhagavan is saying, "Oh, Prahlad, don't worry. You know, when someone becomes my devotee, you know," and he explains there are three kinds of devotees, Prahlad. That is, one is a neophyte, Kanishka, next one is a Madhyama, and the Uttama. You belong to Uttama. You are very dear to me. And therefore, 21 generation, up and down, they will be liberated, Prahlad, for you. So what to speak of your father? Yeah? He is liberated, 21 generation. Then, Srila Prabhupada, kindly for us, he explains in the purport that for a Madhyama, 14 generations are liberated. And for the neophyte like me, at least 7 generations are liberated. Up and down. This is the effect of Krishna consciousness. When I do a small thing, yeah, my wife may be happy, my son may be happy, but when Krishna does something, the entire world will be happy. This is his power. Unlimitedly powerful Krishna. We are dealing with a person who is unlimitedly powerful. This is Krishna conscious. Just because Krishna is the Radha Ballabha, you know, about 4.5 feet or so, we cannot underestimate him. Because all the energies, everything is coming from him. Yeah? In Bhagavad Gita, from Mattaha Parataram Nanyat to Aham Sarvasa Prabhavo, Krishna is saying his opulences. He's revealing his opulences. How powerful he is. We cannot understand his opulence. Only the Lord has to reveal. We are dealing with such a powerful person. Unlimitedly powerful. We cannot even understand Krishna. So powerful he is. And that Lord we are, you know, liaising. We are dealing with that Lord. So how powerful is this? So he said, "I will liberate and all that." Okay? Now, I am going to ask enter all of you, because you are all keeping quiet. I am going to ask you a question, and then I want an answer by the end of this class, next half an hour. So you've got half an hour to think over, right? And give me the answer. Yes? The question is,
Narasimha Bhagavan, the supreme authority, had said Prahlad Maharaj, 21 generations will be liberated. But we see Bali Maharaj, who is a grandson of Prahlad Maharaj, he was born in a demonic family and the Lord has to come to deliver him. So, why did Narasimha Bhagavan say 21 generations will be liberated and within the second grandson, Bali Maharaj, Lord has to come and physically liberate him? Why there is a too much work for the Lord? Okay, we'll discuss that later. Okay, think about background processing. All the IT people will know, right? Background processing. You can do that. Right. So, why this is happening? Material existence, right? We discussed the great acharyas. They compare this as a forest where one goes, get lost, and Sukadeva Goswami, in fact, criticizes heavily on this. You see, basically, you know, all the people criticize the material existence. And we discuss that this is because we are seeing in matter. But what is the real cause of that? Why we are seeing in matter? Why we are seeing something as matter and get attracted and try to seek pleasure and then realize and by the time distress will come and all that. This is going on time and again. Why it is happening? Yes?
Bali Maharaj.
No, not that. That question. Later on. Yeah? This is a question, different question. This question is, why Harideva we like iPad? Yeah? Why do we love computers? Yes? Why do you like that? Why do we love that? When we want to chant our computer, chant computer and then chanting. You know? Natural affinity.
Attached
to that. Yeah. Yes, so much time attached to that. Why is that happening?
Because of ignorance.
Ignorance, yeah. Basically the answer. But yeah, so this is due to bewilderment. Material energy has got a potency to bewilder. What is bewilderment? If you look at the dictionary, what is the meaning of bewilderment? Bewilderment means confusion, lack of understanding. So, lack of knowledge, you can say. Lack of understanding means knowledge. So, if one does not have the knowledge that I am above this body, then you are attracted to the body. Yeah? It causes that energy. It is the Lord's energy. See, the material energy, the spiritual energy, we, the marginal energy, all the energies are coming from Krishna. Maya Shakti is also Lord's energy. But if someone takes Krishna's energy very lightly, then the Maya will test them. It is not going to leave them. Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Krishna bhulise jiva anadi bahirmuk ata eva maya tera samsara duk. Just by a conditioned soul turning his back towards Krishna, the Maya Shakti attacks him. So all the conditioned soul, we are recommended to do samamukh, to serve Krishna. If someone else thinks that I've got a better things to do, I will not serve Krishna, immediately Maya attacks them, which is the Lord's own energy. We see practically this example. When you go to a multi-millionaire house, the dog attacks you first because you're trying to steal his house. Yes? The first thing is dog. But if you know the owner and if you get his permission, the dog keeps quiet, wags his tail. Yes? We see that practically, day-to-day existence. So, if someone recognizes that, yes, this energy is also coming from Krishna. Bhumi, apo, nalo, vayu, kam, mano, buddhi, evacha, ahankara iti amme, binna prakriti asada. Krishna says, this 8 material elements are my material elements. Can anyone say that this is mine? Can I say even this is mine? Can I say that? It is made from Krishna's material energy, and therefore I own it to some time. But I cannot say it is mine. Because today it is mine, tomorrow is someone else. So this material energy is coming from Krishna. So if the proprietor is not respected, if the proprietor is not honored, then that material energy will attack us. And this is what we learn here in our Bhakti Shastras, spiritual science, that we have to acknowledge that it's coming from Krishna. And once we acknowledge, the material energy backs out. We all of us have got this experience, isn't it? So this is how the material energy works. The moment you turn your back towards Krishna, the material energy attacks you. And therefore, the best process or the best activity for all of us is always samamukh, turning towards Krishna, not bahirmukh. Not bahirmukh, samamukh. We serve Krishna. And then this material energy will not do anything to us. So this moha or this bewilderment is caused because of the conditioned soul thinking that is separate. One of the disadvantages of the material energy is that it gives you a separate identity. Material energy gives a separate existence. I am a man. I am a manager. I am a husband. Upadhis are created. But in the spiritual energy, you know everyone is a servant of Krishna, and therefore it's equal. There is no differentiation. And therefore, we have to have a knowledge, fixed knowledge, full knowledge, to understand that yes, we are spirit soul. We are not this body which is constantly changing. How old is you, Haridevan?
Eight.
Can you put your finger and then answer? Because you're blocking, I can't hear you. 8 years.
Eight years.
Now Harideva soon will become 10 years. How old are you?
Eight.
You're also eight. You'll also turn 10. How old are you?
I'm 12.
Soon you become 12 years. And soon you'll become 14 years. Then 20, then 30, 40. So the body keeps on changing. So when you move from 14 years to 15 years, what will happen to your 14-year-old body?
Change.
It's gone. So in the same way, this body, the present body, will also change. And so what is the reality? What is the reality? The reality is the spirit soul. That we are part of Krishna. That is a reality. So therefore this temporary existence in the material world is just moha. It makes us understand, or it makes us, tells us that yes, this is important now. But actually if you see, it is only moha. It's bewilderment. It causes bewilderment. And we are misguided. The truth is lost. Lost. Moha. See? Confusion. We don't know. So there is an identity crisis. Although we think that we are the body, yet we are the soul inside. And so we are deluded by the Lord's cheating energy, which is known as material energy. The material energy has got many names. One of the energies is deluding energy. It deludes. It gives you bewilderment. It thinks that, yes, that is right. This is the way you have to go. And that is the way. That causes bewilderment. Why it is like that? This is how Krishna wants. This is material maya shakti. Maya. That which is not. And Krishna is warning. Please don't get into that energy. It binds you. More and more. More and more it binds. That's the very nature. The very nature of the material energy is like a glue. It sticks on. More and more. And therefore, you're stuck. Okay? So, the reality is spirit soul. And how do you know that? How do you know that you are a spirit soul? The scriptures, we don't know. We don't know. I don't know that I am a spirit soul. I know through the scripture. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada always says, Atato Brahma Jignasa. Enquire. Enquire from people. We enquire, is Australia a good place? What is a dollar today? What is a dollar's value today? What's the property market in Albert Park? What is there for lunch? We enquire, right? So Krishna says, enquire. Vedic scriptures says, enquire from others. Atato Brahma Jignasa. Now is the time. Atato, now you enquire. Don't delay. Don't wait for 2022. Corona 3 will come. Then 4 will come. This is a material world. Yeah. Version 2, eh? Version 2 is so difficult. What about version 3 and 4? So Atato Brahma, now you enquire. Now you find out. What you find out? What is the truth, Brahma? And the truth is, Veda says that you're not this body. And we get this knowledge. And once you practice this knowledge, you know that yes, it is true, isn't it? We were thinking. When you go into the wrong path, you will not realize unless you know someone tells you it's a wrong path. You don't know, you keep going. And then you refer to someone, they say it's a wrong path, and you look at the Google or your map, and then you said, yes, it's a wrong way. So someone has to redirect you, detour you, and that is your bona fide spiritual master or your representative or the devotees, any devotees. Unless we inquire, we will not know. Many of you would have inquired, isn't it? There is some suffering coming on. What should I do? Yeah? Why there is a problem? Why there is a suffering? Because Krishna confirms in Bhagavad Gita. What does he confirm? Conditioned life is a problem. Where does it say? Conditioned life is a problem. 15.7. As long as Krishna says you got the body and the senses, you attach to them, you have problems. Yeah? Mamai Vamsa Jivalok. The living entities in the material world are suffering with the 6 senses, which includes the mind. The Lord is indirectly saying that. So you need an interpreter. And the interpreter is the founder Acharya and his created Acharyas. We cannot understand. See, one of the things it is said by the Acharyas is Krishna would like to talk indirectly. Can you believe that? Because he wants his message to be interpreted by his servants. That is Krishna's nature. If you ask why, then we don't have an answer. That is what Krishna wants. If you ask why you are wearing this blue jumper today, that is why I got it, I am wearing it. I don't have a reason for that. So the same way, Krishna wants it. He's a supreme authority. That's what he wants. He wants all his messages to be interpreted through his servants, dear servants. And therefore, Krishna always, or most of the time, talks indirectly. This has been also confirmed by Bhanuswami Maharaj many times. Bhanuswami Maharaj many times he confirms that. He wants, Krishna talks indirectly, you know, little bit. Even we see that in the story of, you know, we discussed last time, yeah? When Jaya and Vijay, when his hands, when he was cursed to go down, the Lord said, oh, if you want, I can cut off my hands and give it to you. Narayana is saying, I might as well cut off my hands and give it to you. What does it mean? He says, this Jaya and Vijay are my right and the left hand. It is like you take my left and the right hand, but please leave them off. He's talking to a very advanced yogis, the 4 Kumaras. The Lord is saying that. But these 4 Kumaras, they do not understand. They are confused what the Lord is saying. The Lord is saying, I chop off my arms and give it to you, you know, if you want, but spare them off. So this is how the Lord speaks indirectly. He wants his devotees to, his dear servants to interpret. Okay? And that is how we got the founder Acharya. So through the founder Acharya, we get the knowledge and we practice that. And then we we progress. This bewilderment is a problem. Just to give you, Harideva, a small example. During summer, this is winter, isn't it? Do anyone like winter? Not many, isn't it? Yeah. So during summer, one day afternoon, I was sitting on this passage, you know, outside the deity room. You know, outside the deity room, there's a passage there. And all the booksellers, you know, they sell and all the books, that area. We were talking with some devotees. Yeah? And the kids were playing outside. Suddenly we had a big noise. Dum! What is that? Then some of the children came. Oh, that bird hit and fell down. I did not know. I went to the other side, you know, other side, and saw a bird was very badly hurt. Yeah? And he was a little bit struggling, you know. Not badly hurt for a moment, for some time. It was a bit struggling and all that. We saw, I was thinking, what should we do? Then it was struggling and all that. Then after some time, slowly it got and it flew away. What's happened was, the bird, when it was flying, the bird likes to do crash landing. Zoom. Like you do at home, right? See, I know that. He's smiling only. So the bird likes crash landing. So the bird, this particular bird, might have seen the paraphernalia, this outside the deity room, and you see that there is a glass window. So from the distance, it thought it is a... What did it think, the bird? It thought it's an open area, there's no glass. So from that speed it came. But only when it dashed, it realized that there is a glass there. And it banged, it was hurt, it fell. And then after some time, it walked away. See, material energy. He thought, other side, I can just go and fly. But glass. The glass was created, it is transparent. The bird did not know. To whom to blame, the bird or the glass window? If the bird has got the knowledge, it would not have got hurt. Yeah? But unfortunately, they don't have the knowledge. And therefore, human beings, we get the knowledge and then we see through. What do we see through? Eyes of knowledge. What is it known as? Jnana Chakshus. Through the eye of knowledge. Yes, that is matter. It's not moving. This is moving. So therefore, there is some soul inside. You get that. And what is the process to know that? What's the process to practice and to practice? Then, finally, Srila Prabhupada talks about the family. Again, it's a family, right? Family, how the persons, because so much attached, you come back and all that. Yeah? I give you a very small incident. Family life. This is in 1999. So we are taking the camera to Singapore. Yes? So all of you, we are now moving to Singapore. How many of you have been to Singapore? Before going to Singapore, I went only to Mylapore. There is a place in here, Chennai, Mylapore. When people say, I've been to Singapore, I said, I've also to Mylapore. Mylapore, you know, that's also. So, Singapore, it's a good place. So, 1999, I had a desire. Had about Chaitanya. When you become old, you can sit here and give class, okay? Because he's taking the mic and practicing. Later on, you practice. So, in 1999, I had a desire. I'm not a full-fledged devotee like you people, okay? I'm still, you know, attracted to the maya, material energy. At that time, I heard, okay? I heard through many, not devotees basically, many people, that in Singapore, there is a hotel known as Komala Villas, yeah? They make very nice dosa. You know, paper, you know, it is so big and all that. I was thinking, my goodness, when am I going to taste? I thought, what if I don't taste and die? I will come back. For the dosa, I want to come back. Okay? So that's a desire in me. Because it's not purified. Yeah? So one more thing. Just a point, sorry to deviate. Now, Krishna consciousness is a purifying effect, okay? All your thoughts, impressions will go away if you take up Krishna consciousness. This is a very good effect of Krishna consciousness. Yeah? Because, see here, there is written. Who has written this? Priya? Some. Who has written that? Prabhu, Jogi Prabhu. Naveen. Okay. Someone has written that, right? This is material energy. Material energy means on the whiteboard writing, impressions. Yesterday I did this, today I did this, my husband told me like this, oh, I should not have done this, oh, that's going on, ringing. This is impression, material impression, writing on the board. Krishna conscious means rubbing. Someone rubs it today, tomorrow, then it will go away. So when you practice Krishna conscious, all your impressions go away. When you stop Krishna conscious, all will come back. Oh, why did he say like that? I should have not talked, you know, impression. Yeah. So this is how the effect takes place. We can try, all of you. The moment you take up Krishna conscious, rubbing. The moment you stop Krishna conscious, writing. So which one do you want? Tomorrow if someone writes on this, overwriting, what will happen? This is what is happening. We are overwriting, overwriting, from birth after birth, and so much overwriting, no cleaning. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this process of Kirtaniya Hathadari, chanting process, cleaning process. Okay, now again you go back to Singapore. Okay? So this restaurant, you know, I thought, yes, I am going, doesn't matter. Morning, afternoon and night also, I am going to take only dosa. Because rice all the time I am eating. Yes? Okay. So I went, I tried morning and then very nice. Yes. That's the way. Afternoon also, I tried big dosa. Do you have a dosa bigger than this? He said, we haven't put it in our R&D department, but soon we will, you know, we will try that, you know, and then we will rectify that, you know, because everyone goes through the R&D, you know, research and development. So, then I took it in the afternoon. Then, to my surprise, I saw a person who was cleaning, was helping in the hotel. He came slowly towards me. Yeah, I am the one person, at that time I went alone and then I went catch up with India, you know, en route. And through that I thought, this no one is there, this is a time to, you know, take a lot of dosas. Okay, at that time I was alone and this person came and sat next to me with tears in his eyes. Then I stopped eating, you know, when someone is in tears, how do you enjoy? My enjoyment has gone. Then he said, he spoke in Singapore, we speak Tamil also. So in Tamil he was expressing, he said, I don't know sir, I came, I looked at you, I feel like, you know, coming and talking to you. I said, that's okay, please sit down. What do you want to say? He said, see, that grievances was in his heart. He wants to pour it out. He wants someone. He's working there. He said, sir, I was a very good staff, earning a lot of money in Singapore. Okay? But I did not know what job. Whatever, some job, nice job. And I retired very recently. I had a lot of money, Provident Fund. We call it a superannuation. Over there, they call it as fund, you know, Provident Fund. I got a lot of money. My children, my sons and daughters, they convinced me and they all asked me to put entire money into this account. I believe them because they are my children. And they've been very nice to me for some time. Over a period of time, they gradually adopted a plan and they kicked me out of the house. Now I've got nowhere to live. Although I earned my life, I've got a lot of money. Now I'm like a beggar, sir. And still he's crying. Now I felt like telling you. Now I said, do you want the help in terms of, you know, do you want some food or something? Because at that time, you know, in Singapore it's Ritvik and I'm not a very full-fledged, as I said. Something my heart was telling him. He said, no sir, don't worry. I'm already working here. They take care of me, of all my needs. Somewhere I'm staying. But that incident, you know, I thought, oh children, Kali Yuga children. they took the money from the parents, hard earned money, they threw the parents, and the parents' old age is working like a cleaner in the hotel. What kind of children are they? Kali Yuga children, say. This is because of affection, which Srila Prabhupada talks in the purport. Affection. Yeah? Because of the affection, you believe someone. You think, my child, it will not harm, do harm to me. And is thrown out. What a karma the children is going to. I don't know, this has happened, you know, maybe, you know, almost 50, 20 years. Now, probably, I don't know, this person would have died. And the children will get back the karma. You have to be very careful. And this karma, it doesn't stop in this birth. It will come back. Every birth, right, we have a challenge to face our karma. We have to understand this point as devotees, okay? In every lifetime, this lifetime, I got my karma, which I've done in the previous birth, and it's a challenge for me how I am going to deal with my karma. My karma may come today, or tomorrow, or after 1 year, and how, as a devotee, I'm going to deal with it. This is a challenge for me. Unless I'm 24 hours chanting Krishna like Prabhava Prabhu. This kirtan basically. 24 hours am I thinking of Krishna? Then yes. But I am not. And therefore my karma will come intermittently. It will never go away. This karma is stuck to the soul. And gives a body. And we have to be very careful with that. So this incident, see, although it happened 15, 20 years back, I cannot forget this incident. I think, children, oh, why did they do that? Isn't it? So much affection. But still, he, see, as a parent, this father would not have cursed a child. Right? Probably, I'm thinking. Because still you think, okay, you cheated me. Wherever you are there, you know, you prosper. But like that, don't do to someone else like that. But it's a great suffering, you know. This is due to attachment. And therefore, you see how safe we are in Krishna consciousness to understand this knowledge, you know. See, this story is there to tell you, oh, that means tomorrow onwards I will not trust my children. It's not that. I'm saying, anything can happen in Kali Yuga if you don't have the knowledge. We have to be very intelligent, materially and spiritually. And the spiritual intelligence has to be on the top of the material intelligence. See, without material intelligence, we cannot work. We cannot earn our livelihood. But the spiritual intelligence should be above the material intelligence. Why is that? Why the spiritual intelligence should be above the material intelligence? Because material, the senses, material intelligence follow the senses. Spiritual intelligence control the senses. The mind and the senses, they follow material intelligence. Spiritual intelligence controls the mind and the senses. And therefore, we should always read scriptures and should have a good knowledge. Poor fund of knowledge means problem. Yeah? And therefore, kindly our acharyas, or the six Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, isn't it? What does he say? The name Krishna is so sweet that I want to chant millions of Lord's name using millions of tongue and ear. Do we know the meaning of that? Do we know the meaning of that? What he says? All the acharyas, do they know the meaning? Just to give a mundane example, say today, afternoon, we order for 200 types of pizzas from Mataji for our lunch prasada. Okay? 200 different types of pizza. But how much can your one tongue and your one belly can take? How much can you take? Three, maximum three. What will happen to the remaining 197 pizzas? Who is going to take? It is ordered for you. If you say yes, we will order. Okay, what will happen to that 197 pizzas? You cannot eat. Yes. See, Harideva understood it. You're sure? Can you try one more four? Try, maybe. But you should not give it to your parents. Yeah? So he can try four maximum. But the 196 you cannot take. With one tongue and one belly. So, what I will ask Krishna is, please give me 20 tongues and 20 bellies. You know? So each tongue I'll take 10 pieces. Okay? Finish. Problem solved. This is exactly Rupa Goswami is asking. I have got a lot of pizza, but I can take only little bit. Please give me millions of tongues and here to chant your holy name. Now we understand Rupa Goswami's mood. We are thinking materially. He is thinking?
Spiritually.
That's right. Because he is Acharya. He has to think spiritually. He is acting on the soul. And I am a conditioned soul. So what will I think? All the time I will think of only my body, my family, my relatives. And that is where the problem is. Yes? Okay. So, all of you now look little bit tired. Okay? And the moment I said pizza, Harideva became more tired. And therefore, we will stop here. And I would expect the answer for my question, which I go to this. Yes. What is the answer you're going to give me? Sorry? After the class. Okay, so this is a confidential matter. Okay? The ninth chakra Bhagavad Gita is going to give me most confidential matter. Anyone else want to share?
He was liberated in that lifetime, not
that he has to die. So, yeah, so this explanation has been given by Chaitanya Charan Prabhu in his blog in a spiritual scientist. He says that the word that Narasimha Bhagavan says is purification. He did not say liberation. Yeah? Although purification is liberation. See, the mind is a cause of bondage. Once you chant the Hare Krishna mantra, yeah, the mind becomes clean and then there is no more bondage. So what we are struggling is purification. This is a very simple process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but we are not reluctant to take it. We don't want to take it. This is Maha Mantra. Because in this Maha Mantra, there is three names. Rama, Krishna and Hare. They are not only holy names, but each one is a mantra by itself. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada told it as Maha Mantra. The name of Krishna itself is enough. I'm just saying. It is a mantra by itself. And to add on to that the name of Rama. And to add on to that Radharani's name. So all the three will completely purify a conditioned soul. And purification. Yeah? So purification. Now why? Then you may ask the question. What is, why purification? Why not liberation? Because, see, you have to understand that the Lord, supreme authority, he always gives a free will. Yes? In the next birth, if I don't want to take Krishna conscious, say, although I am practicing Krishna conscious, by the grace of my guru and the associated Vaishnavas, I am practicing Krishna consciousness. Yeah? But if I am not successful, I have to take a rebirth. Now, in that rebirth, for some time, if I don't want to take a Krishna conscious, Krishna is not going to force me. But all the situations will be favorable. Some devotee will come and chant. Someone will give me a chanting bead. Someone will say, please come for my home program. Someone will give me prasadam. Someone will come and talk to me nicely. All devotees will happen. Krishna will not keep quiet. Yeah, in one sense, he will tell. But he will not force. Yeah? Because my desire is not to chant. Okay, fine. He will try as a friend. As a friend, Krishna tries.
So therefore, this word Narasimha Bhagavan says is purification. He will purify us. But the free will is coming from the soul. And Krishna does not deserve. It is your free will, you are taking up Krishna conscious, and the love develops and you go back to him. It's out of my free will I've taken up. No one is forcing me. My Guru Maharaj did not compel me. My wife did not compel me. Srila Prabhupada did not. The temple authorities did not tell me, if you don't take a Krishna conscious, come on. No. My own free will, I want to take. Yes, my own free will. And therefore, Krishna does not interfere with the free will. But he gives opportunities. Because see, last birth you take up, this birth also you take. Like that. Yeah? Is that clear? That's the answer. Given by Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay, we'll stop here. If there is any other question, quick question, we will take it up. Okay, we'll stop here. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitha Gaura Premanam.